invisible, the God, only God, be honour and glory ever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Psalm 51, verses 1 to 11. The sacrifice of God is the broken spirit. Have mercy on me, O God, in your great goodness, according to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my offences. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my faults, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and righteous in your judgment. The sacrifice of God, the broken spirit. I have been wicked even from my birth, a sinner when my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth deep within me and shall make me understand wisdom in the depths of my heart. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear of joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. Turn your face from my sins and blot out all my misdeeds. Make me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
The sacrifice of God
is the broken spirit. Take away, good Lord, the sin that corrupts us. Give us the sorrow that heals and the joy that praises, and restore by grace your own image within us, that we may take our place among your people. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The second reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or, suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. That is the end of the lesson.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
And now, in just a moment, I hope to bring you book to bring you Steph's message.
There is probably no chapter in the Bible that is quite so well known as Luke chapter 15. In this chapter, there are three of the best loved stories Jesus told. They sum up the good news of the gospel. They are the parables of the lost sheep, lost coin, and lost son. And this morning we are looking at two of them, the lost sheep and the lost coin. At the start of chapter 15, we find out once again that Jesus is in trouble. He's hanging out with the wrong sort of people, and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law don't like it. It's fascinating that even though, as we heard last week, Jesus has been saying some hard things, people like tax collectors and sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. Clearly, they didn't find his harsh teaching about the nature of discipleship off-putting. But the Pharisees and their like are offended not only by what Jesus says, but by what he does, associating with such sinful people and even eating with them. In response to their complaint, Jesus tells a couple of stories. We may know these stories very well, but it's worth trying to imagine what it would have been like to have heard these stories for the first time. In the first story, a shepherd leaves his flock of 99 sheep to search for the one sheep who has gone missing. The shepherd keeps looking for the lost sheep until it is found. Then he carries the sheep back on his shoulders and invites his family and his friends to celebrate with him and to party. In the second story, a woman has 10 silver coins, but one of them goes missing. So the woman lights a lamp and sweeps the house from top to bottom until she has found it. Then she too invites her family and neighbors to celebrate with her. The silver coin has been found. The telling of these parables by Jesus arose out of the Pharisees' offense. The Pharisees were committed to keeping the law and all its petty rules and regulations. Those who did not religiously keep the law were classed as outsiders and were labeled the people of the land. The Pharisaic rules stipulated that when a man is one of the people of the land, entrust no money to him, take no testimony from him, trust him with no secret, do not appoint him guardian of an orphan, do not make him the custodian of charitable funds, do not accompany him on a journey. In other words, don't have anything to do with such a person, and definitely don't hang out with them. The idea that there would be rejoicing for a sinner who repents would not be in their thinking. They would rejoice at the thought of a sinner being destroyed. They weren't concerned about the salvation of the lost, of the outsider. They just wanted to keep themselves, the insiders, clean and free from contamination. And of course, that's the first shock in these stories. The sheep and the coin do not represent the outsider. The sheep was very definitely part of the flock from the beginning. The sheep belonged to the shepherd and was part of his flock just as much as the coin belonged to the woman. It was part of her collection. So when you think about it, these stories, these parables are not about the lost, the outsider being found and finding their place with the faithful. They are about the insiders who lose their way and become lost. They are stories about people like us, people who worship, people who go to church. No wonder the Pharisees found these stories shocking. It's easy to find yourself lost, whether you are a Christian or you are not. I have met plenty of faithful people, faithful churchgoers, who have found themselves lost. It can happen when you are disappointed by life, when God seems far away or completely absent, when illness overwhelms, when prayers go unanswered, when the words we say and the songs we sing seem meaningless, when the Bible means nothing, when our children let us down, when those we love are no longer there, when church seems empty and pointless and without a future. But these stories tell us that when we get lost, Jesus, the shepherd, goes out of his way to find us. He searches everywhere for his one lost sheep. He is like the woman who doesn't give up searching when the light begins to fail. She lights her lamp and sweeps and searches until she finds her coin. It is an extraordinary thought that God goes to such lengths to find us. He doesn't say, "Oh, never mind, they'll turn up soon enough." And he doesn't say, "Oh, that'll teach them." He keeps on looking. He keeps on searching. Nobody is too small. Nobody is too insignificant. And when he has found what he is looking for, he cannot contain his joy, his happiness. Does this change our view of God? God the seeker, God who takes risks to find us, God who keeps on looking, God who is determined to find the one who doesn't want to be found. And it means that God isn't exclusively with the 99 sheep in the flock, safe and sound in the pen. God isn't just counting his 9 sparkling silver coins. He's out there, getting grubby, looking for the lost. It means that God thinks that each one of us are worth searching for. He loves us that much. I suppose that one of the things the Pharisees found so hard to admit, even though they were super religious and mega pious, even though they knew all the laws and the prophets, was that they could still be lost. Acknowledging that we are lost makes us vulnerable. However, when we acknowledge how lost we can be, it also teaches us to be humble. We have a greater understanding of how others feel. We learn to be patient. We find out who we really are and who God really is. This is amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Amen.
We now turn to our intercessions. In a world where the people of Ukraine live in fear of Russian tanks and bombs, where people in Pakistan have lost their homes and livelihoods because of flooding, loving Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and mouths to
speak words of peace and justice.
In our nation, where food banks are struggling to meet demand, where fuel prices rocket, where parents mourn children stabbed or shot in street crimes or in their own homes. Loving Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and mouths to speak out words of peace and justice. In the church, where people seek companionship and friendship, with those of their own age, where we are challenged to be faithful disciples, where we are called upon to serve the present age in a relevant, up-to-date way. And also, we pray for all those attending the Explore service this morning at Rackenford. We thank you for all the enthusiasm and energy that Steph, Claire, Dawn, and Cindy have put into the children's work in the X-Valley, and particularly that Explore service, that new service. We pray for Arthur, Herbie, and Wilfred, who are being baptized at this service. We also pray for Claire as she prepares for her ordination in 2 weeks' time. Loving Lord, give us eyes,
give us eyes to see, ears to hear,
and mouths to speak out words of peace and justice. To our new government, as they face the challenges of our times and attempt to govern with equity and compassion. Loving Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and mouths to speak out words of peace and justice. In our lives where we are struggling because of health issues, physical or mental, where we are fearful of the cost of living crisis and its effect upon us, where the impact of pressure and stress is often unseen and unnoticed. Loving Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and mouths to speak out words of peace and justice. We pray for those in our communities who are unwell, and we ask that you bring healing and peace, we pray. And for those who grieve, for those who they love but see no longer, we pray for the royal family at this time. May your love surround them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. And now we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father,
hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven, give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And the blessing. May the Father, from whom every family in earth and heaven receives its name, strengthen us with his Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, and may God bless us and keep us, and those for whom we love and pray for today and always.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Julie. Thank you very much, John. We heard that well. I hope that you could hear Steph's message, and apologies for the slight delay. A few buttons to click and we're learning very fast. Steph's very keen to know how this went. Where are you off to, Julie, today?
I am off to Locksbier for 10:45.
Very good. And
service.
Oh yes, very good. And we with Lee have got our harvest, so we're getting everything ready. We're packing the car up afterwards. Looks as though they've there's also the harvest at Washfield. Yes, it says Templeton. I think they've got their harvest as well. And we've got the services at St. Peter's. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been terrific. It's been lovely to see you all again. And God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Stephen.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Have a good week.
Thank you.
And bye-bye. You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stay fun.